Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A concert titled First and Faust rounds out the season for the Monroe Symphony Orchestra on Saturday. The performance includes the premiere of Mel Mobley's original work, Labored Breath, and other noted selections. Orchestra conductor Clay Couturio and Mel join me in studio for a preview. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. Well, Clay, rounding out the season and among the work shared in tomorrow's concert, work from Inesco. Tell us about this piece.
Sure. Well, Inesco is a composer, but it was also a violinist. And, you know, most composers, I believe, if they can get a one big hit in their lifetime, they feel good about it. The great masters, of course, have several. And Inesco's big hit was the first Romanian Rhapsody, which is what we're going to be performing tomorrow night. And it was actually done earlier in his life. And so once you have a hit early on, you keep playing it throughout the rest of your life.
You mentioned some of the violin work in this piece. Share about that.
Yes, he was a violin and violinist, and he knew a lot about the instrument. And sometimes when you're that well known with an instrument, you can write in a way that sounds more difficult, actually, than it really is. You know the tricks of the trade of the instrument. You know how to facilitate and get around, and he's done that in this work.
A performance, a selection from the Damnation of Faust coming up tomorrow evening as well.
Yes, it's the Damnation of Faust by Berlioz. It's really, he also entitled it a dramatic legend.
Right.
It's really for orchestra and big chorus, a children's chorus, four main soloists, a lot going on. And we've taken it based loosely on the Faust by Goethe. And he made a few changes. But these three excerpts are the most famous excerpts that are taken and usually done on the concert stage. There is, the three excerpts are the Minuet of the Sprites, the Ballet of the Sylphs, and the Hungarian March, which is the most famous excerpt.
How intense a performance is this? I know it's you bring these pieces together. Share on the thoughts in conducting a piece like this.
Well, you're depending a lot on your players' work before you get to the first rehearsal. You know,
right.
We only have a few number of rehearsals the week of the concert. And so a lot of the work goes on the musicians well beforehand to prepare. Works like Berlioz that can be somewhat large in scale and bombastic sometimes, you have to pinpoint what's within all that's going on to bring out certain necessary material that's for the listener, because they get to hear it that one time. In the live performance, you have to make sure those things are brought out because you're preparing and you hear it over and over again. So that's a challenge.
Something, Mel, I'm sure you can identify with in bringing everything together with your selection entitled Labored Breath. Your inspiration behind this piece?
I can't actually remember how I got upon the idea of breath, but once I did, there was this idea of a lot of the things I write, being a percussionist, are very rhythmic and mm-hmm. often somewhat uneven rhythmically. And so it was kind of way of a way in for me to write this idea of labored breathing where it's not an even exchange. And so there's a lot of uneven movement within it and uneven movement between the different instruments.
Did you arrive at any point where you were challenged in bringing elements together? And how'd you work through that?
Certainly. I mean, it's a bigger work than I usually write. I write more chamber music. And so it's always interesting when you write for so many instruments. The problem you usually have is actually you have so many choices, you know, and you don't want to write all unison parts. And then at right. the same time, you don't want to have somebody resting for 90 measures. And so a lot of times the challenge is to not forget that you have, you know, a bass clarinet there that has to play for at some point, or that you have a, you know, a percussionist who's been sitting there for 30 measures. And so that, I think the challenge for me was orchestrating it in a way where it was not only interesting to the listener, but very logical and engaging for the players as well.
Yeah. What do you hope the audience will experience in hearing this piece?
For a composer, that's always an impossible question. I think that personally for me, when I compose a piece, there's absolutely no specific thing that I hope to get from it. I hope that they somehow are connected to it personally and emotionally and spiritually, but I don't want to put an exact, precise title on that. When I title my pieces, I usually do it in a way where there are a lot of options in the ways in which they can view the piece. And that's why this kind of labored breathing is kind of an open title.
Yeah, I guess that's one of those things. Look forward to the conversation following the performance.
That's right.
Well, Clay, we look forward to a guest artist that's going to be appearing as well with the orchestra tomorrow night.
Yes, the second half of the program, after intermission, we're going to be performing the Schumann Piano Concerto, and the pianist Chufeng Huang is going to be performing the solo. And she's a brilliant pianist. She's originally from China, but I believe... or her agency is out of New York, so sometimes she's in New York City, and she tours all over the world.
Lots of great things happening. And Clay, as you close out the season, a few words about the community support of the orchestra as you've seen it over the past year.
I can't thank people enough for what they've done. What I've seen over the last 10 years as I've been music director of this organization, of course, the Monroe Symphony League has their book fairs throughout the year and supports the young concert artists, the competition that we do, the Strickland competition. And the board of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, all they've done in the last few years as well has really helped the orchestra. Our big fundraisers that we've had, we wouldn't exist without all of these people contributing.
Well, the concert is tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, at the Neville High School Auditorium. How can you find out more about attending?
You can call the orchestra office. It's 812-6761.
812-6761?
Yes.
Concert coming up tomorrow evening with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. First and Faust, Mel Mobley in the presentation of Labored Breath, and MSO conductor Clay Couturier. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.